A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, July 8, 2022. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the appointment of new members of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed six Zimbabwe Electoral Commission members, including one who is said to be the daughter of former President Kembo Mohadi. Mnangagwa made the appointment at Zimbabwe House yesterday, where he told journalists that the new appointees are Abigail Millicent Mohadi, Ambrose, Catherine Mpofu, Kuzai Shara, Jane Mbetu, Njenga, Roswitha Muratare, and Advocate Shepherd Manivi.
Zimbabweans immediately reacted with harsh criticism on Twitter, claiming that the appointment of Ms. Mohadi and others was an indication that ZEC is not an independent body. But Nick Mangwana, Information Secretary, said Mohadi's appointment was done in accordance with the country's laws.
In a tweet, Mangwana said the children and relatives of high-profile people have the right to employment and service to their country as everyone else. That's why it's called equal opportunities, he said.
At the same time, at State House, ZEC Chairperson Priscilla Chikumba said the new commissioners and others will start working with traditional leaders, councillors, and some stakeholders in the delimitation process. Here is what Chikumba told some of our reporters in Harare.
It's a scientific exercise. You know, shandisa number of registered voters, you shandisa number of constituencies, and each constituency and province is supposed to have equal numbers of registered voters. These are mathematical things. In the districts, in the provinces, where hopefully the issues surrounding delimitation will be discussed. We are hoping to proceed with delimitation on a consensus building aspect where anybody who's not happy with proposed boundaries will be at liberty to express their unhappiness in the multi-party layers and committees. It will be discussed. We will rope in local leadership, you know, the chiefs, the headmen, they know their boundaries. We are hoping that these commissioners, each commissioner, on a full-time basis until we finish delimitation, will be superintending the multi-party liaison committees and ensuring that our delimitation exercise is a smooth one.
But assisted voters, particularly those who are visually impaired, and there are issues where they say that even getting assisted by their trusted companions is not enough for a secret vote. And therefore it's something that obviously the commission could look at and do consultations about and see how best that can be done through research and this consultation. So it's one issue. And then, of course, issues to do with accessibility of the polling stations. There are polling stations that are in some places where the centers are not as accessible to those who need access by using, you know, wheelchairs and other assistive devices. And those are issues that the commission will look at, obviously. They've been doing that, but I think more can be done, and I'll be assisting in that regard. Accessibility also comes in when the person who uses a wheelchair gets into the polling booth, and the booth has got to be adjusted so that it comes to the level of that person to be able to vote. So those are issues that technical issues that that could be. Those are issues
that could be. So that is Mr. Advocate Kutsai Shaba is one of the new commissioners. earlier on, we heard from Miss Priscilla Chikumba. She is a ZEC chairperson. So she's been in the business for a while, and she was saying, you know, nobody's going to be cheated, Marvelous, when it comes to the demarcation of borders. So she's going to be working with the chiefs. She's going to be working with headmen, Banasapu, you call them in Shona, right? And then others, you know, to make sure that the borders are done in a certain way. So now we wish to hear from what people will be saying about this. Zulugandaba. Salamungela kulive talk. Lamhlanje sikhangela khonokho ke okukhulunywa ngakho. Abantu bonke vele bakhuluma ngokuthi sokuzayenzwa ukhetho eZimbabwe. Kodwa ke ongani kuyahlupha ukuthi kukhethwe ama-commissioners amatsha. Ama-commissioners lawa nxa sikhuluma sibili sikubeka khona lapha emphakathini ukhanya ngani. Abantu bathabanga ukuthi ukufaka umdala Kembo Mohadi. Bathi ke awungeke kwenzakala ukuthi abike ukuthi uyise unqotshi wokukhethwa nxa kukuthi izanu ingadliwa. So yikho kungani kuyahlupha khonokho. Kodwa-ke simbonulekelo uNick Mangwana esithi hhayi phela ukuthi udinga umntwana umntaka Kembo Mohadi akusho lutho. Yawahamba bam-interviewa ipanel yakhona ngale lapha bekhona. So akumelanga abantu bechodoze ngoba laye umuntu njengabantu bonke. Kodwa abantu abaningi bathi ukuthi ungene umntaka Mohadi kuyafana lokuthi ayi on goal. So into engazani ayisebenzi. So kunjalo-ke Mavulas.
Ayi wathi nokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu chelive talk nhasi nemusi wechishanu kudai July 8. Nhasi tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pekugadzwa kwemakurukota kana kuti makomishen madzva akawanikwa iwo achigadzwa nemutungamiri wenyika vakawanikwa ivo vachiitwa sworn in nezuro vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo kuti zvakamira sei nekuti tiri kuona kuti pane avo vakadomwa pane mwana wavaKembo Mohadi izvo zvaita kuti vamwewo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu nevamwe vawanikwe vachibvunza kuti izvi zviri kuitirwei panguva iyo takatarisa kuti pane sarudzo dziripo gore rinouya saka vakadomwa kuti vachave varivo vakamirira sangano reZEC vari makomishina vanosanganisira Abigail Millicent Mohadi, Ambrose Catherine Mpofu, Kudzai Shava, Jane Mbetu Njenga, Roswitha Marutare na Advocate Shepherd Manivi ndo vamwe vari kuwanikwa ivo vakadomwa uyezve takaona paita ipo kusawirirana kudande mutande reTwitter vazhinji vachirwisana vachitarisa vachibvunza ivo kuti ko zviri kumboitirwei kuti mwana wevaimbova ivo mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaKembo Mohadi awanikwe achipuwa chigaro ichi asi takazoona vaNick Mangwana vanomirira ivo hurumende vachitiwa hapana chakaipa vachitaura vari kuTwitter hanzi zvinobvumidzwa kuti munhu nemunhu apiwewo basa uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti ndosaka kune inonzi iko opportunity inoreva kuti munhu kana achikwanisa basa ngaapiwe basa irori saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa takaona zvakare amai Priscilla Chigumba vano vachitaura ivo mushure mekunge avo vatsva makomishina awanikwa iwo achigadzwa amai Chigumba vakauya vachitaurawo kuti vachange vari kushanda nematraditional leaders makanzura nevamwewo munyaya yedelimitation process vachitaura ivo kuti hapana kubiridzirwa kunogona kunge kuchiitika sezvo mabasa aya achiitwa iwo pasina yavari kuti chitsotsi kana zvimwe zvakadaro saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika izvozvi uyezve zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo pachirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoshuvira kuti muchange muri kupindawo muchitaurawo pfungwa dzenyu kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi takatarisa kuti pane sarudzo dzichange dziriko gore rinouya dzichange dziri dzekusarudza hurumende idzva panguva iyo tiri kuona zvakare kuti takaona mutungamiri wenyika Emerson Mnangagwa vachiwanikwa ivo vachidoma vavari kuti ivo vachange vakamirira sangano reZEC asi tiri kuona tabva taona mumwe wemunyarikani wedu apinda vaDavid Siyampondo tiri kuona makabva nhasi mapfeka yelo mapinda here mukampeini yebato renyu chimbotitaurirai kuti zvakamira sei muzuva ranhasi
tinotenda Sisi Marvelous nchikwazisa vatsigiri venhepfenyuro uye nevateereri vayo apa pasi rese tenderere nhasi takapfeka yelo because muchaona kuti tiri kurangarira We are standing in solidarity with our Nyatsime political violence victims and our incarcerated kanauti vamiriri vedu vemudare reparliament vanotwawo honorable Job Scholar na Godfrey Stole avo vari mukushungurudzwa vari muhusungwa ndo vatakanyanya kupfekera zveyellow mukati mezuva ranhasi reFriday.
Tinoona tiri panguva iyoyo takaona mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa vachidoma ivo vavari kuti makomishina achange akamirira kuzek tikaona vachitoitwa sworn in kustate house ikoko nezuro. Muri kuona sei izvi?
Chiitiko chinosuwisa zvikuru sei. Takatarisa kuti tanga tine chivimbo chekuti kuda batu kana kuti sangano rezek richange richivandudzwa kuitira kuti tiwane maelections kana kuti sarudzo dzakasununguka, sarudzo dzisina utsotsi, sarudzo dzisina kubira namukati. Asi muchaona kuti nekudoma kwavakaita kana kusarudza vanhu vakaita swe inezuro mucherechedzo kuti hakuna kwatiri kuinda, tiri kutodzokera kumasure kwatakabva kune gakava maererano nezvesarudzo, nekuti tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti sangano rezek ringe rakazvimirira, ringe richitungamirirwa navanhu vasina divi ravakarerekera. Asi mukazoona kusarudzwa vanhu vaakusarudza mwana wemutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika kuti ange ari pakati pevanhu vachafambisa zvesarudzo mukati menyika, aiwa iwoyo chero even kune vanhu vanenge vasiri interestedwo kana kuti nevanhu vanenge vasinei nezvematongerwo enyika vanotoona kuti haizvazvina kufanira. Haisitombori nyaya yekuti tingada kuti tigarire pasi tiikuru, zvavakaita hazvina kunaka. Ende dai vanga vari vamwe vane uchenjeri, vane vanhu vavanoshanda navo vanovapawo mazano, vanana chipanga mazano, vaivataurira kuti izvi zvamaita izvi hazvina kunaka, hazvina kururama, nekuti hazvipi chivimbo kune vanhu kuti misarudzo idzodzo dzichafambiswa zvakanaka.
Ivo vanogona kuti pane chakaipa here kuti vadome vanhu vavanofungidzira kuti ivo ndivo vane unyanzvi hwokuti vazobata sarudzo regore rinouya?
Chiripo chakaipisisa zvikuru sezvikuru chaizvo, nokuti hatingati munhu ane mainvested interest kana kuti munhu ane zvaanotarisira kuzowanawo kubva kumusarudzo imomo ange ari iye mubati kana kuti munhu anenge achifambisa sarudzo. Uyu watiri kutaura nezvake uyu haazi muzukuru kana kuti chimwana wekubereka wava muhadhi. Ende vamahadhi tinovaziva kuti mutevedzeri wenyika uye mutevedzeri wekubato rezanupiefu. Saka hapana paanozoti akamira akatwasuka kuti sarudzo idzodzo dzinge dziitwe pasina kubiridzirana. Zvakaitwa navamunangagwa nezuro inhano yavakatora vakananga kukuriga maelections, ndokutanga kwerigging kwacho koko.
But according to Nick Mangwana, who's the information secretary, Mr. Siyampondo, every person was given a chance to apply, and she was one of those people that applied for this kind of job, you know. So she's qualified, according to him, to occupy that position. So politics is not like a scientific method, which is called osmosis, in the sense that, you know, when you've got your own father who is a politician, then you've got some kind of a flow of that kind of fluid into the daughter, you know. That's exactly what they're saying here.
Of course, he's a beneficiary. Of course, he will say that because him himself is partisan. He's tilted towards ZANU-PF, and anything that is going to safeguard his position, anything that is going to safeguard his interest, he will defend it with everything that he has. So what he said basically doesn't really make sense in that we are looking at some principles that we have to adopt as a nation here. We want to uphold the principles of justice, the principle of fairness. And for him to say she's among those who applied, we haven't seen the list of the all applicants. And we haven't also seen the process that they went through in terms of determining who is the best candidate. You cannot tell me that of all the millions that we have, or even among the applicants, if the process of calling for applications was that transparent, she's the only person, she's among the few who really can take that position. So really, it all shows that that principle of fairness is not going to be there. That
would you actually say the same if Chamisa became president and he appointed his own son?
Definitely, definitely we will say that. Because this is what we are fighting for. And we do not want to take a leaf from the same regime that we are fighting against. So issues to do with nepotism, whoever does it, it must be reprimanded, must be rebuked for that.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line. Of course, Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Ngulube is another political commentator, community activist, a best in South Africa. Babu Ngulube,
Kuthiwa yikho kuthiwa yi-conflict of interest. Kuyafana nokuthi uma uhadi ngokwakhe oseyekuleyana phela izeke. Singasabali ke lapha ukuthi uma uhadi njengana umfowethu esitsho, i-process wakhona, what was the process followed? Ibonwe ngubani i-process? Ibonwe ngubani i-process?
Siyakhumbula amabizo wonke afake emphakathini, kwathiwa napha abantu aba-aplayileyo njalo baza-interviewa. Base-interviewa iparlamente kona ngale. Singazama results asawutshengiswa ukuthi.
Ukufakwa phela Dube, ukufakwa kuba yi-formality, ukwenza into ibe ngcwele, ukuyibusisa njengama-elections, njengasikhuluma ukuthi ama-elections akithi kuyabe kuwenza nje ukuthi kubusiswe, kubusiseke, kodwa siyabe sikwazi ukuthi iphathi yawina yiphi. Lokhuyana ukufakwa is a formality, but ama-processes were there, siwabonile yini, siyare transparent. And they vele sokhwadi ukuthi umuntu vice president or former vice president or a key member, chairman we ruling party, umntanake ayengena kuma key position lapha angazi ekhaya siwabiza ngani ama institutions anjalo lapha eSouth Africa balokuthi ama chapter 9 institutions, ama chapter 9 institutions ungaza ukuthi nje bala bekukhoneka chief justice sibone sonke bayisola opposition bafaka input, wonke umuntu wafaka input, thina kithi fakwe mbani input, ifakwe mbani, ibonwe ngubani. Vele khona kwaye kwenzakala, sesibala ama-developed countries o-America, even no China ama-dictators. Umntaka president ayefaka u-electoral commission akwaze kwenzakale, kuyisimanga nje lokho. Yikuthi eZimbabwe nje abantu abareact, futhi asikho okokuqala. Ngisho siyakwazi ukuthi even lana kuthiwa i-corruption watch, nxa ngingaphambanisi iphethwe uyafakwa umama lo owayengunkosikazi ka kamoya. Bonke abantu bakhona bafakwa ezikhundleni okayena lowovete angithi uphethe kwenye institution. Kuvele kuba yisimanga ukuthi abantu bakhona oyabe-connected, umntana akhe ngufazi wakho uyafaka phathi enye into. So uzayi-opposa njani i-ruling party? Kunzima lokho. Ngatsho nje ekuqaleni ngathi nxa kungala ma-reforms ekhaya sisadlala ngesikhathi. And uyakwazi ukuthi abantu bezekhi bona laba bahambayo imoto ezinkulu bonke abaziphiwa libandla elibusayo. Singathi i-government of the day, but i-government of the day libandla elibusayo. Bahambayo imoto ezinkulu ezingahambi ngamadokotela, ezingahambi ngamatisha, abantu aba-qualified abanasika. Abantu bashimisele ukuthi siyangena kuzi-institutions lesi. Bahambayo imoto ezinkulu.
So, under these circumstances, let me throw this question to Mr. Siyamponde. Under these circumstances, what happens next?
What happens next if we had a listening leadership, if we had a listening institution, is to disband ZEC and to do away with these appointments, which the generality of Zimbabweans and even some organizations and within the country is very much against. So And if that doesn't happen, I urge, or we are looking forward maybe to various organizations and the citizens themselves registering their discontent in various ways, which is constitutional and legal, just to put it on record that this cannot go, because as my fellow participant here noted, that there is a clear conflict of interest. There is a clear conflict of interest, and this cannot go. We cannot allow this as a nation. We cannot allow this even as a region to go on. And we are also urging even other regional members really to knock some sense in their counterparts that this cannot go. You are not upholding principles of fairness here, because you cannot entrust, as my fellow participant said here, a sibling of an interested person to oversee such crucial organizations. That cannot go. And the process itself it must have input from various persons, various organizations, because they represent the greater or the integrity. It's the embodiment of the soul of the nation. The electoral system is the most basic, fundamental human right and a field that needs to be protected.
But the president has to spend his political capital, right? Let's agree on that. And he has spent it. He has chosen this person. That's his right, right?
Unfortunately, he chose an unbefitting person. He chose a person that will not inspire confidence in the institution. He chose a person with vested interest. So that choice of the president is very wrong, and it has to be rescinded.
And hopefully some ZANU-PF activists are going to join us shortly. We invited them to join this meeting. Marvelous. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we'll have Mr. Regis Vusango joining us shortly. But coming back, Kwamuri Vasiampondo. Saka poitwa sei zvamira zvakadai? Munoona zvichizorevei kusarudzo dze gore rinouya?
Sorry, Siampondo, go ahead, sir.
All right, so sarudzo dze gore rinouya dzatoshata nemamirira zvakaita izvozvo. Sarudzo dze gore rinouya zvinotoreva kuti dzatobirirwa nemamirira zvaita izvozvo. Zvazvinongotiratidza chete inhema namanyepo anotaurwa nezano kuti musangano wavo wakasimbira kumasero. Kumasero hakuna vanhu. Vaakuda kuedza kuisa vanhu kuzeki. Zeki ngainge ine vanhu vasina zvipomerwa. Zeki ngainge ine vanhu vakatwasuka. Vanhu vasingaunze makakava kana sarudzo dzakuitika. Chinombonetsa chiko kungoti mongoisa vanhu vasina kwavakarerekera. Sei tida kungozotsvagira nyaya pese pese kuti pangoita zvinotaurika. Tashaya vanhu here vasina divira vasina mavested interest vatingati imimi pataisarudzo idzi kuti tisawanike tichingoramba tiine gakava nenyaya dzemaelections. So gakava remaelections rinozoona each time and again dzinobva pavanhu vanenge vachirinyatsoratidzika kuti ava vane kwavakaita sekwavakarerekera. So kana tiine utungamiriro hunoteerera, these appointments were just bad. These appointments do not befit the situation that we have right now and the institution involved as well.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. I think I can see him. It's a long time since I saw him. Now he's got some white beard. I know you've been in rural areas there and you decided to have some white vegetables on your chin, right? How are you? What's up?
Thank you, Brother Gibbs. I don't know what's happening. I came back yesterday, so I'm here in Edmonton and I was having breakfast. Maybe there's some food residues.
No,
how
yes.
is everyone here?
No, we're all very fine.
Please welcome me back from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, welcome, sir. Right, so you are coming from a country which is in distress right now. As we speak, the president has picked Millicent Abigail Mohati Ambrose as one of the ZEC commissioners. And people are not happy. People are very angry, to be honest with you. What's your take on that?
Yeah, thank you very much, Studio 7. I think first and foremost, I want to thank the president. I've realized that every appointment that he makes, later on you will see the benefit of that appointment. But as we know that even from the get-go, the MDC challenged the election, the harmonized elections for 2017, 2018, and they called them now and void, went to the Constitutional Court and lost. Since then, they've been protesting about his appointment. So definitely you will not look for anything positive from that kind of a crowd because they are always after negativity. So I would want to know why is this appointment not acceptable? Why should the president bring a name that is comfortable or that is being liked by the opposition? He has seen what the interest that he has invested in Millicent, and there's a record of Millicent. She's not someone who is just coming from the streets. She's somebody who is experienced in a lot of areas, in a lot of business fronts, in a lot of platforms. So that's the reason why she was picked to be a commissioner for ZEC. I don't see why is it that every time the opposition or those that are critics of the government, why is it that they always want to sound an alarm whenever he appoints anything, whenever he commissions something? So we are not going to be moved by that. The appointment is not going to be changed. We can just continue as usual. We know that this is how the song that comes from the opposition and those that are not sympathizing with him. So we are celebrating the achievement he's putting on into Zimbabwe. We are celebrating even these appointments because we know that Mtungamiri Wedu will not make an appointment that is not valid. So we've got confidence in this woman, and we'll continue to support and endorse that appointment. Thank you.
Why do you sound to have so much confidence in her?
Yes, I have confidence in her because the president has picked her. I have confidence in the person who is the president who has picked her. Because, like I said, since the president became the president of the country, I've been following, not just because I'm from ZANU-PF, but I've been following all the things that he's been doing. And I've seen that there is really even nothing that he has done that has not brought success to our country. Right? You look at even the white farmers, issues of the white farmers and the black farmers. Right now in our country, we have produced a lot in terms of agriculture. Things are moving. I cannot count how better we are now today than 5 years ago. So I don't think we should have a problem with the appointment that the president has made. It's like we are actually looking down at his work, right? We are insubordinating him, and we will not allow.
Mira ipapo kana ivo vakataura mutungamiri wenyika kuti he is a listening president. Saka kana vanhu vari kuti havasi kufadzwa ne vakasarudzwa, havakwanisi here kuti vateerere vagadziriso voitawo zvekudiwa neveruzhinji.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that we have to take advantage of him saying I'm the listening president. It doesn't mean that when someone says I'm a listening president, it means everything that you complain now you are saying, yeah, because he's a listening president, everything he says, we are going to make sure that we don't support whatever he's saying so that he can listen to us. And even if he puts if I appoint somebody else, do you think these critics will actually accept? Or this is a way of them trying to demonize whatever he does? We know exactly that these are not people who are just doing things by themselves. They've got some people who are in the background who always tell them to direct them to do what they are supposed to be doing. So they are like robots who are told what to do.
Now, I believe Mr. Vusangu, Ngulube and Siyampondo are shell-shocked about your remarks. I can see their faces. Let's start with Babu Ngulube. I won't pay Ngulube, Vusangu.
I'm from Pendle, citizen in Zimbabwe. Sikhala ngesimo esenzakala kithi sigijimile izwe lokho siyebizwa ngama-robot. Ikusihlambalaza inhlamba phela le. We are not robots. Siphila siyazi impilo esiyiphila ku-ground. Sala sikhuluma ngesenzo esenzakalayo kithi. Mina bengingafuni ukumengeja vele but le yama-robots iyangiphatha kabi. Okay, simchiye simyekele ubaba uVusango. Mina I want you, ngifuna ukuthi kuma-opposition parties ubaba lo weyeru. Why do they participating in my elections, they want to young into very in tatas. Why do they say nothing? That thing, to participate in an election where you know the system is not conducive, you know the system is controlled, you are just blessing the very system you are condemning. Why do they participate? That's my question. I've been asking this question for the last 7-10 years. After every election, they go to court, to the very court of ours, Malaba is the chief justice. Malaba is working for a certain part, and they expect the results. They expect the results from this very same Zeki on Aleva, Aba Kalangai. Why do they participate in an election? Why don't they just try another way or just leave? Instead of going to an election just because some individuals want to be MPs, want to be what, want to benefit from this very, very toxic political environment in Zimbabwe. Because there are some opposition members who are benefiting from this very system. I don't know why are they participating? That's my big question.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Siyampondo, first respond to what Mr. Vusango was saying and then what Mr. Ngulube is saying right now. Mr. Siyampondo?
All right, thank you very much. It's really shocking to find out that we have citizens who really celebrate mediocrity. And it's actually also so shocking that the gentleman is comfortably settled in Edmonton. He's just a visitor to Zimbabwe. I heard him saying, can you welcome me for coming back from Zimbabwe? So this is the problem that we have. We have visitors, right? People who have fled Zimbabwe just because of an economy of a country that has been run down. And they have sought a shelter and a refuge in other nations. Right now is eating breakfast in Edmonton. But talk of those who are in Chendamwe. Are they having the same breakfast as he's having right now? So really these matters of whatever happens in Zimbabwe, I mean, doesn't concern them. As long as their families are okay, as long as they are doing fine, it's okay with them. So really, I think, again, in terms of engaging, those would be very, very wrong persons really to ask comments or even engage in a crucial and critical a national debate like this one. So maybe getting back to what he said about maybe the candidature and the suitability of the appointed person. So generally, you find out world over, wherever you go, you will find out there's all these vettings and these considerations that are taken into place. Issues to do with vested interest. Is the person looking at the institution, right? Just like my other participant said, in terms of if you look at South Africa, right? We are looking at our neighbor, those Chapter 9 institutions, right? So there is a criteria that is used to pick persons who are going to lead, who are going to take care of those institutions. And it's by design. And he also, Aba Vusango also intimated about the continued cycle of disagreements within the opposition and the ruling party, right? Mm-hmm. So he seems and sounds also to be okay with whatever happens, maybe because of the background that I gave you, that the gentleman is quite well, is doing fine in Edmonton. Whatever happens in Zimbabwe really doesn't matter. It's, by the way, kind of an issue. So if you look at the issues that really matters here, it's an election. And elections, if they are not handled quite well, they bring about disagreements. And when those disagreements continues like this, it slows down the development of the nation. That's what we are seeing right now. That's why we are even being overtaken by Zambia. So he talked up a lot of things, saying the president has done that, this, and things have improved. We are talking of a nation which is in shambles right now. The economy is not holding. The currency right now, literally, we cannot say we do not have any currency that is stable at all. Issues to do with gold coins, issues to do with the RTGS, issues to do with a multi-current system. This is just a testament that nothing is coming out, even from what the president himself is doing, contrary to what Wav Sango is saying. Nothing is really happening. So maybe going back to address the issue to do with the person asking, like, why do the opposition... So you will find out that even from the sentiments of Bob Sango, this is a group, a clique of people who doesn't care whether the opposition participates or not, whether there's anyone who's going to be involved or not. They will go it all the way. They will loot, they will do whatever they do. So we are looking at gaining that space gradually. And as we are growing gradually, we will end up really overturning this evil regime. And trust me, this is a struggle. It's a protracted struggle. It goes. It may seem to be taking long, but eventually it will succeed.
Thank you very much. Marvelous, you can chip in now. Go ahead, Marvelous.
Mumwe munyarikani wedu vabvunza kuti panyaya iyi yekupinda musarudzo sei imi vebato rinopikisa reCCC muchiri kuenderera mberi muchipinda musarudzo muchiona kuti hapasati pane mareforms zvakamira sei?
I think my other brother has answered that question. Not you, but the other one. The issue of our elections is that we don't really have a proper opposition party in Zimbabwe. That's why the British had proposed that Chamisa comes into the House of Assembly, into the Parliament, and become an official opposition who comes to the Parliament. But then what did he say? So then you cannot say we are progressing. So we as ZANU-PF, our standing is actually firm, because what we need is to lead. Everybody wants to lead. We would like to continue leading the government and the party and the country as a whole. And we are doing much better than what the MDC or the CCC, which is the MDC anyway, the same thing, could actually do. Look at the cities. I was in Harare. He was saying, I live partly both sides. I'm not running away from Zimbabwe. When was the last time you went to Zimbabwe? So you cannot, you don't even know me. So you can't give examples of me. Because I am actually in Zimbabwe, I'm actually in Canada. I go back and forth. I invest in both countries. I invest in both countries. Yeah, I said I just came yesterday, right? Because I live in both countries. You understand? So basically what I'm trying to say is that the issue that we have with the opposition in Zimbabwe, or even outside the affiliates of the opposition, there are people who are actually not mature in politics. They use hatred instead of using political connotations. What we expect is a political opposition party that is constructive, that is ideal. But we are lacking that in our country, Zimbabwe, which is an issue. Because if you have a problem for the election, why do you still have MPs? You know that they're getting paid, they're getting vehicles, they're getting all these sentiments that they get because they are actually MPs in Zimbabwe. They are getting these passports and, you know, diplomatic passports. They are benefiting a lot. Actually, the people who are actually looting, hence, they are trying to say that they are not part of this and that. It is the opposition. You know that they have ruined all our cities, right? Look at the garbage. Look at if you go to the rubbish. I was in Harare at Mazoe and Takawira Street. The rubbish is just right there. And we have got an opposition that is saying we are the ones who are actually running the cities. Look, go to Robert Mugabe. And he may be right there in the core downtown of Harare. And look at what this CCC called CCC, this animal called CCC or MDC is doing. They are not actually doing our people a favor. They are destroying the lives of our people. Look at the hygiene that we have. Harare was not like that before.
Tinozviziva kuti mataura kuti manga muri kuHarare zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino, asi vasiya mupondo tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Vanongoramba vangori mushanyi kunyika yeZimbabwe. He goes there, visits there, maybe stay 2 days, 1 week, wodzoka kunoku kuEdmonton kwavagere zvakanaka. kwanenge waine magetsi, kwanenge waine zvipatara. Vari kutaura nezvemaguta ana Harare. Vakangoenda kumusha here? Ndo zvinoratidza kuti mushanyi even vakaenda kunenge vanongoperera mudhorobha. Kumamisha kuizvezvi, mutamburo uri kuita vanhu vekumamisha. ZANU PF is the one leading my RDCs right now. What's there? My clinics are kuhana kana mushonga. My roads ariko, they are inaccessible. Zvikoro zviriko, you have seen my pictures there, zvikoro zviriko, you cannot even think kuti munodzidzwa navana vechikoro. So dai vanga vari vamwe vanyarara, vanyara vana veZimbabwe. Zvokutaura kuti hanzi kumadhorobha kumadini kuti kune sisi, ko iko kune ZANU PF kuRDC, kunei, chii chiri kuitika? Zvipatara zviriko here? Zvikoro zviriko here? Hakuna chiriko. Migwagwa, mabridges, ese vana vanotorovha kuenda kuchikoro kana kwanaya. Nekuti nzizi dzinenge dzaita sei? Nekuti nzizi dzinenge dzakazara. Saka vavhusango, ngavatiratidze kuti munhu ane mano, munhu anofunga ane njere dzese dzakakwana. Nokuti comparison yavaruda kuita iyi, vanogona kutobata kusiku. Nokuti vanhu vari kutonyanya kutambura izvezvi. Vanhu vomu ende ndirikuda kufuti kukuva kuti ndivayeuchidze ngavaende vanonotarisa kuti cabinet adopted report in terms of food security munyika zvavarutaura kuti we have done much in Ningiri in agriculture. Actually we are importing maize from Zambia, chikafu chekuti mhuri idye ndirikunonotora ku next. Saka zvavarutaura izvo zvekuti tiri kuimprova vari kuzviwana kupi? Anyway, that's besides the issue, but nyaya yedu hombe yatikutaura nezvayo panapa before we got sidetracked. Iishi yekuti sarudzo dzinounza makakatanwa dzikasatungamirwa zvakanaka. So tinoda vanhu vanotungamira sarudzo idzodzo zvisina kuunza kupokana. Kana opposition ichidyiwa, ngaidyiwe pasina kuti inowana chekunenedzera kuti aiwa pakazoiswa mwana wangana kuti aite searane maelections. Izvozvozvo munhu muchenjeri akangwara, muchenjeri ane pfungwa dzakakwana, anozviziva uye anozviremekedza.
Mr. Vusango.
Thank you very much, Comrade Gibbs. I think my brother is missing a point. I think what you need to do is a mantra. You need a mantra in the opposition. What's your mantra? You as opposition. You don't have. That's why you are actually pointing at me that there is no schools, there is no this and this. We've got a mantra in ZANU-PF. That in Nyika inowakwa nevenevai. Do you know what I was doing in Zimbabwe? Do you know why I went there this time? Do you know how many bridges I've built? Do you know how much medical equipment I've taken to my own constituency, to my province? Right? Do you know how many solar panels have I commissioned to the school, that's to the primary schools that I've attended? Do you know how many buildings I've painted so far? How many have I built? Where do you come from yourself in Zimbabwe? What have you done for your own people? Because Nyika inowakwa nevenevai. Which Nyika are you building? Right now you are in the diaspora, isn't it? You are actually trying to compete with somebody who is doing imaginable things in Zimbabwe. Right? If I take you to my constituents, my brother, you'll be shy. Because I work with the people. I go to the bottom of the line. I work with the poor people. I give them food. I give them health care. I do everything. Why? It's because the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, who I follow, Comrade Didi Mnangagwa, said Nyika inowakwa nevenevayo. You and me tine basa, didi. What's your job be? Well, basa renyu ramunare mseme DC. Nderechi danu kunotsvaka ma sanction. Kupuma kuti kwanzi Zimbabwe ngaitambure. Then you come and now you want to join us at the elections. Maybe do us a favor this time. Don't participate in our elections next year, 2023. It's better that way. Because there is no use for you, really, in politics in Zimbabwe. Right? We have seen that even the history of the opposition since it was formed. You cannot think with your own minds. Somebody has to tell you what to say. Somebody has to tell you what to do. All the moves that you do, they are all calculated. We know that. You can spend the whole day talking about what you do. That's why I challenged the other time if Studio 7 can go to the archives. I've said, Chamisa want to be the president of Zimbabwe. What has he done even kuvakaka toilet zvako? Kana kwangu somewhere kuchipinge kana kwasa toilet ka toilet one ombotora kuti ndavaka ka toilet kana da 10 bag vestment. My brother, if I take you to my constituents, you will be embarrassed. Because me, people love me the way they love the president of Zimbabwe. I move with the banner of the president, I raise his banner, and he will win elections resoundingly. You know for sure that 2023, you are already a losing horse. You know that. Chamisa is not going to win.
Right, let's
No, 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 wait, brother, don't cut me because you've given me time. And yeah, you're seven, yeah. Do me a favor. No, wait, do me a favor, brother Gibbs. You cannot
proceed.
Continue to do
proceed.
That. Give me enough time. Give me enough time because this guy is going to compete with me 2023. What I want MGC to know,
proceed.
Right, is that you cannot lead a country that you have not put anything into it. You cannot reap what you didn't sow. What are you sowing in Zimbabwe? What have you sown since you've been in a non-opposition? Nothing. What you do is to come on these platforms and try to talk trash and try to diminish the name of the president and the government of Zimbabwe. But you are not going to allow that to happen. That's why we come to this platform to discipline you here. Because what you do is you are doing politics that you are not creating. There is nothing tangible that you have brought to Zimbabwe. All what we have with opposition since you were formed is chaos after chaos. Even people like Malema in South Africa, they said if you have lost, wait for the next election. You keep on, look at the corruption that you have in CCC. Look at what's happening. The names that are coming up, all the things that are happening in your so-called CC, which is MGC. The same thing is happening over and over in your political party,
right,
which means you have changed many times, but you can change the names of your political party. But what I want to tell you is that Zimbabweans, even abroad, they've seen the achievements that president is doing, and they are going to vote for
right.
you. You will continue being losers until you reform. You possibly have to come back and join ZANU-PF because the door is still open. Thank
we
you.
Are coming back to you shortly. Let's bring Ubaba Ungulube. Baba Ungulube, you are well up in Kunda Sivu to your civil.
It's unfortunate. So the topic of the day is Ilahil.
It says we are going to the topic of the day.
About the show of.
Yeah, so
okay,
as well
in
the topic
here, but in Kerukalam Pendu, Baba, no credit to Kuluma, Baba, and Zamuma, voting, I'm getting sit with your topic. But says Ferris Abade. Oh, what has the state of the opposition? Yeah, Isali will Konogo to Isali will campaign mode. Born in party government of the day after election ends. My state would be now very what is called, very up in this call. What is the government doing? Our hospitals, we know we don't have hospitals at all. Don't have schools. That one doesn't need a political scientist to know. We don't have currents right now. Just last week, Umthuli and you, Nasa, by the way, introducing US dollar as a currency in Zimbabwe. We don't need political scientists to name all those things. It's unfortunate that Umthuli will condemn me by putting two bonu kong or lulu, or you said it's a if political opposition might be busy in our elections after our elections, it is in our next election. If government in part ignore opposition and fix the country, are they fixing the country? They are not fixing the country. The government party must concentrate on fixing the country, not on the opposition. The opposition, the role of the opposition is to oppose. And the role of the ruling party is the rule, fix the country. They are not fixing the country, they are concentrating on the opposition. But the very point is chapter 9 organizations in South Africa. We have to have a system process of appointing people. We don't have that process in Zimbabwe. We are celebrating. Those who are benefiting will celebrate this type of appointment. Echo. Why? Because they are benefiting. But the truth is that appointment was wrong. But you have to declare before you go to down as India. The government, the president knows what the former vice president I'm appointed there. Does he know that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm appointment away too. Won't get out of controversy. Why are we having appointment out of controversy? Of course, the opposition, they always say something, nothing. But this one is not about opposition, it's about Zimbabweans. Everyone can see this appointment is wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, Marvelous, I think you have come back and we can continue from there. Go ahead.
Tombo enda kunava siam pond. Takatarisa edu iyo sarunzu ze gore no ye pane rezvimwe zvamuri kuita mukuedza kugadzirira kuti vanhu vawanikwa vachida kuenda kunovhota kunyangwe tichikona kuti pane nyaya iyi yekugadzwa kwakaita makomishina ane zuro aya
Kune zvakawanda zvatiri kuita isusu sebato reTriple C kuzvishambadza uye kukurudzira vanhu kuti vanono register kuvhota nekuzobuda kunonovhota musi wesarudzo. Mukatarisa muchaona kuti Triple C ndoregabato riri kumiramira izvezvizvi panyaya dzekuti kuvhota kuregistration yemavoters inge ichiendera mberi uye kukurudzira vanhu kuti vabude vanovhota. Ende izvozvo mungazvitarisa zvine zvakawanda zvazvinokuudzai maringe nokuti sarudzo dza2023 dzakamira sei. Saka tine maprograms akawandisa atiri kuita. Kana makambonzwa, tine mugwazo yatinenge tiri kuita mumanhengeriko kumarural areas, maurban areas, again tine maprograms akawanda atinenge tichiita. And muchaona kuti tine zvimhingamupinyi zvakawanda zvatinosangana nazvo, political violence, idzo dzidzi dzavana navhusangu vanenge vachiuya pano vachitaura zvavo, vari kudzungudza havo musoro sekuti vasiri kuziva kuti takabva kutonoviga imwe mhemba yedu izvezvo apa yakapondwa navanhu vezano. And mukatarisawo futi nhengiri zvatinenge tichiitwawo nemainstitutions akaita samapurisa iwayaya anenge ari very partisan, vanenge vachikanganisa kufamba kwebasa kurenhengeri remusangano wedu paground. But muchaona kuti zvakangodaro still under those are difficult circumstances and conditions tiri kuita sei, tiri kuramba tichingofamba mumacommunities, mudzimba tisangana navanhu tichivakurudzira endai munonoregister kuvhota, kuvhota isarudzo dzenyu, kunyange tisiziye hedu kuti kune vamwe vanenge vasiri kuda kuti vanhu vabude vanonovhota. So tine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvatiita sei zvatiri kuita, uye kusanganisirawo zvekare kuisawo pressure yekuti inhengiri sangano rakaita seZEC rinoona rinoita oversee maelections edu ringe richiunza manhengeri mapolitical or maelectoral reforms kuti pasange paine makakatanwa kana sarudzo dzaita sei dzaitwa, maresults kana abuda, kana zano yahwina zvie zvakanaka zviri pajekerere, inofarira kupiwa mukana wayo kuti itungamire. Kana yadyiwa, inofarirawo kusudurwawo zvekare.
Do you believe that there could be any electoral reforms?
Electoral reform makwikwi sezvamanzwa vavhusangu vachitotaura nemuromo wavo kuti they will not reform themselves out of power. And ndosaka tiri kuti vana veZimbabwe vanofarwa kutoshingirira. The best reform that can come out ndeyekuti people should go and register in mass and people should go out and vote in mass, so that we can even overwhelm and break down the rigging machine. Though one of the most fundamental strategy that we can use right now. Other than that, because mchaona kuti even my appointments iwaya achangoramba ariko, kunyange vana veZimbabwe varusase vasingazvipariri, because vanozviziva kuti utungamiriri hwavanawo hauna kubva kuvanhu. Saka even vanhu vakataura havavateereri, nekuti havazirivo vakavaisa pachigaro in the first place. Asi dai kwanga kuri kunzi mutungamiriri wakasarudzwa navanhu ari kunyatsoziva kuti utongi hwake hunobva kuvanhu, kana vanhu vataura kuti apa patisi kugutsikana napo tichinjireiwo, munhu anoita se anochinja. Asi nokuti havana kusarudzwa navanhu, havanei navanhu, they are not going to do anything.
Thank you very much. So let's go back to Mr. Vusango. So, Mr. Vusango, indications are that there won't be any electoral reforms, and people will continue complaining, saying, you know what, these guys are preparing for a rigged result. So to make sure that people don't say all these kind of things, and to legitimize the elections, what can be done? Take into account that the president has appointed the daughter of a former vice president into this Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. So in briefly, you know, how best can you, you know, play around that?
Yeah, the problem we have is people who are competing or trying to compare, but they have nothing to compare with. He was talking about this is what we're going to do. We're going to put pressure. We don't need pressure in Zimbabwe. We want people who are not just talkers, but doers. The president is doing a lot of things. We can see now that we don't have any foreign companies who come to fix our roads. Our roads, all our main roads are now almost complete, and they are being done by Zimbabwe, right? We are going to have the biggest steel plant in Mvuma. If you go to Mashonga province, each and every time you are driving along the highway, you see these heavy rollers, you know, the abnormal loads carrying big and vast equipment going there. There's a lot of things I can name. Right now, each and every province, all the dams that have been created, that have been built, they are giving life to the people. They are bringing electricity. Very soon, we have every dam will be pumping, producing electricity. All those are some of the achievements that we are touching with our hands. Then we look at the BCLO putting on activists, the CCC. What have you done for the people that you want to lead? You cannot continue, because you see, in Zimbabwe, there's a term that they are using. Kuti pama election, tineta zvokunyenga vanhu. Right? Munonyenga musikana muchikombidha nomunhu ari kumupa masweets. Imimi muchimupromisa kuti ndichazokutengera masweets. It does not work. Vanhu veda havana kupusa to that extent. You understand? Saka mucharamba muchingochema tichingokudyai. Because isisu we know how to approach our people. We know what they want because we live with them. The CCC, what I've realized about you are just a bunch of activists, even some of them in the parliament. That's why sometimes you want to walk out of the parliament and you are being paid. That's the worst unprofessionalism I've ever seen in my whole life. Why then do you want to be part of that arrangement if you are always protesting? Your mind is all about protesting. Wherever you are, in your homes, everywhere, you are protesting every time. We expect...
Before that, let's do this. Before that, let's go to Ngulube and then Siyambondo. Just briefly, guys, we are remaining with exactly a few seconds. Baba Ngulube,
I wanted to ask a direct question to my friend. There was an OPF for the government is building dams. I just want him to name two dams, one from Matebele and one from Matebele North and one Matebele South. Yes, a new dam.
Let me name them. We have Gwaishangani dam. It's already done.
When did it start?
This started from the old administration. But you are talking about your question. You said a direct question, isn't it?
So I wanted you to name.
Right.
We
have got Gwaishangani. Mm-hmm. We have got Marowanyoka. We have got Tokwe Mkoko.
I said from two dams. I asked for two dams from Matebele. One Matebele North, one Matebele South. Gwaishangani was started by Dumiso Dabengwal 1980 something. Please, let's leave that one away. Tell me two dams from one from Matebele North, one from Matebele South. Just two dams. One from Matebele North, one from Matebele South.
Why should it be Matebele only? Zimbabwe is not meant to be Matebele.
Yeah,
I've given you.
Because I know Matebele.
Gentlemen, I have to intervene here. Siyambondo, 10 seconds. 10 seconds exactly.
All right, ndinotenda. Zvinoratidza kuti hapana chiri kuitwa. Kana nedhamu rimwe rataugwa. Ese nda 1980. But anyway, tirungotiwo isusu. What we need to do, Zimbabwe needs a new administration. Zimbabwe needs a new leadership. Zimbabwe needs to compete on a regional...
It has a new dispensation, right?
Huh?
It has a new dispensation.
This one is fake. This one is fake. It's just as good as old, because if you see, it's the old henchmen who are still running the shows right now. The same corruption that we had during Mugabe's time, it has even tripled right now. And that's why we need a new administration, a new government, and a new blood in terms of our leadership.
Thank you, Siyambondo. We gave you 10 seconds to wrap it up there. But on that note, I think we have to end our show today. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Regis Busango, ZANU PF, Mr. David Siyambondo, CCC, and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. He is a political activist. He's very, very independent. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Have a lovely, lovely weekend all.
Bye-bye.
Good night.